We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Caregiver Dave Celebrity Segment. I'm excited to welcome the program Caregiver Dave Nassani. Dave, how are you? The movie is soon coming, right? It's coming.
Yes, so excited. We're going to Marina Del Rey to a screening of my film editor's guy. He's got a movie up there. And also one of the people we interviewed has a movie, same night. And then probably my movie is going to be up there in a couple of months as well. So we're excited.
Well, it's exciting times. And this is why my guest today ultimately has created a platform like this. Because there's so many people that have creative stuff that doesn't get the mainstream of picking up by Netflix and Amazon. They want a platform for it. And my guest, Mokesh Mahdi, who's a film director, producer, everything, entrepreneur that came on my show before, it has a new project he wants to discuss. How are you, Mokesh? Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Neil. I really appreciate it. Dave, nice to see you. And good luck for your new project.
Thank you.
And I'm really excited at your show.
Absolutely. We would love to stream on your platform. How exciting.
Yes.
So let's talk about how this came about. Because Mokesh, how many films have you created pretty much in your
so far? All right. So first, I made like one documentary movie in 2015. It's called Vision. It's just to motivate the community, motivate the people to do the good things. That's what the movie about. It's like 10 minutes movie. And then after I created this movie, which is right now running on my own platform as well as on Amazon. It's called The Elevator with Eric Roberts. And then I'm filming. I'm going to start shoot my next movie. It's a horror movie called Torn, T-O-R-N. That I'm going to start shoot next month. And this platform, so what happened, Neil? Why did I come up with this platform? What is the reason behind it? The reason is, see, when I was filming and then I made this movie, The Elevator, as an independent filmmaker, I learned a lot of things that it was my first feature film. So I learned that there are so many people, including myself, it was very difficult for me to put my movie on Amazon. I went with lot of hard work, a lot of trouble, and then learned that many people, sometimes they are very talented, they make half of the movie, and then after they run out of the money, or something happens, and they shut their project. Sometimes they make the movie, but they don't get the platform. They don't know where to release, what to do. So that's why I came up with this, that how can I help independent filmmakers to come to this platform, release your film, and start making money same day.
Yeah, it's a great idea, and it's been a long time coming. Thank you so much for providing this. Are you Indian?
Yes, I was born and raised in India. I live in New York for many, many years now. I came in this country in 1994. So the name of this platform called Indie Films World, which is worldwide, and it's running right now, is there already.
Does it have anything to do with indie books? Sorry for interrupting.
I'm sorry?
Does it have anything to do with indie books or no?
No, nothing to do with indie books, no. It is like all independent filmmakers, you will always find different movies, which you will always see, you want to watch different movies.
That's awesome.
You are tired of watching all the same commercial movie again and again and again. And how long you will watch the same face? So that's why we bring the talent on this platform. And the prize is amazing. It's a very good prize. And we have like a 50% discount going on right now. So it's an amazing prize we have right now.
It's a great time. I keep interrupting. I'm sorry. It's a great time because, you know, independent filmmaker won an Academy Award and that really opened the door up. And now Dinesh, who's making this 20 Mules, he's getting a lot of publicity. So I think it's going to open the doors for a lot of independent filmmakers, especially what you're providing. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. So Mokesh, thinking about specifically enough this whole thing is that a lot of independent films now have big stars that we're not used to seeing. Like you brought up Eric Roberts to get a leading role versus maybe a sub-leading role or other actors. Where are they now? Well, they're doing independent films. I didn't know he's doing independent films right now.
Well, he was in the film that won the Academy Award, which is an independent film.
Okay. That's true. But what I'm going back is, Dave, is, and Mokesh would agree with me, is that there are a lot of talent out there and new talent that's not able to be seen or found when you go into an Amazon or a Netflix to really find it compared to how you're trying to highlight these filmmakers, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that's the whole idea behind it. How can they come? And the idea, and we put it such a simple way. And I tell you one thing, the producers will be so happy. And I tell you how. Over, we have a using a software when they cannot download the movie. Because I guarantee you that as soon as you put any movie on Amazon, the next day it is on the bad, on the black market, like on a different platform. People can watch it. They steal it.
Oh, man. But
on my platform, they cannot download. That's number one. Number two, like on iPhone, you can do the screensaver. You can do screen recording. With my platform, you cannot do it. There's no screen recording. You can't even take a picture. If you take a picture on the screenshot of the movie, it will come out black.
Is that copyrighted, or you're the only one who's doing that?
This is my platform. I protect the producer. Nobody can copy it. Nobody can do screensaver. Like, you know, sometimes you can do screen saving, right? You can record the screen recording. You cannot do that on my platform. That kind of security, we are giving it to the producers. So there's no way people, that's, nobody has it.
Exactly.
I can, no, nobody has it. This, not even Amazon, not even Netflix. Nobody has it. As far as my knowledge, they don't have
because films are so expensive to produce, the big blockbusters where only people are trying the theaters. I'd say maybe 5 to 7 films, Mokesh, are in like for 2 to 3 months in the theaters now. There's not lots of films being released. People that, there's not opportunities to watch films anymore. And in Netflix and all that, they're going away, and Amazon are leaving the movies industry. It's going more to just, again, have watching series. That's where they're putting all their money and bucks. There's hardly any films to watch, especially if you're talking the horror genre or anything. How many independent films are out there? Because it's really booming. There's a ton of them.
Thousands of them. Worldwide, if you talk about thousands of them. Like I'm telling you, I'm making 3 web series in India right now as we speak. So I'm just producing it. And this Tone also movie, I'm producing it. And there are many people I know, like when I traveled for this platform, I was in India, and in the Bollywood and Hollywood is the biggest industry when it talk about the film, right? And I learned again there also that many people they want to bring their talent.
Yeah.
So that's a good for them, honestly.
I think
And more and more theaters are now are catering to independent, like tonight in Marina del Rey. They've got a huge multiplex, and they are showing about 30 or 40 independent films starting from, you know, early afternoon till late into the evening tonight. I was amazed at how many are playing just tonight.
And then they get their family and friends to buy tickets and different people. And it's a better way than having to pay so much to just have the
tour. Tickets are like $10 or $12. I mean, I would take my wife to go to a multiplex to see 2 or 3 independent films that you can't see anywhere else. It's a great, great model.
No, Dave, now they can see on Indie Films World. They can see the independent film on Indie Films World. And
that's amazing.
So
Mokesh, what are you doing on recruiting different independent filmmakers to come to your platform? What have you been doing trying to do that so far?
So of course, like we are, so right now we are planning to do some launch party on June 23rd in New York. Of course, PR, you know, definitely PR and marketing, that's why we have to do it. And also I'm connecting with few film festival organizations to talk to them and partnership with them. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm working really hard, and I know it'll be super successful. And we will definitely cater the independent filmmakers on the platform.
So what do you think are the biggest film festivals to go to for educating our audience?
I wouldn't go to the biggest film festival. The reason is I would rather go to the small film festivals. The reason is because there you can get independent filmmakers, right? I don't want to waste my time, go to Cannes or like any like big platform, big film festival, because there's no point, because people expect big things there and here. And then normally people, the commercial movies goes and all that. So that's not the plan I have right now. I have a plan to to visit the small film festivals. I mean, that's my strategy is.
Are you getting any pushback from the powers that be? You know, are you believe in freedom of speech? I mean, does it matter what the message is? Like Dinesh is obviously very, very conservative, getting a lot of pushback from the liberal side of the platforms, you know?
See, I tell you one thing, there will be always people will try to bully you. As long as you're doing the right thing, you don't need to worry about it. We are not here to steal anybody's business. We are not here to compete with anybody. We are bringing the talent which people can't see it anywhere. I don't want to compete with anybody. I mean, this is my philosophy from the beginning. Like when I tell you I'll tell you a story of 1 minute. I had a family doctor and I wanted my kids to go to the best school. I'm talking about like 15 years before. And he mentioned to me, okay, you know, this is the best school, but I'm not sending my kids to that school. I said, why not? I said, there's a lot of competition. I sent my kids there. I said, I don't care about competition. The bottom line is they get the best education. That's most important. We are not here to compete with anybody. Everybody had their own cake. You eat your own cake. Everybody had their own fate. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody comes with their own fate in the life. So I'm not worried about that. And I'm not here to compete with it. I'm just trying to help. My nature, my philosophy, and the way I live my life, how do I give back?
Yeah. When did you start? What gave you this idea? And how long have you been doing this?
We are just launching this platform. It's already started though, but we already sent the PR. The PR is already there. And then we just started right now because when I made my first movie, I realized that there are so many people are suffering. And how do I help those people to come to this platform?
So let's talk real quick about your horror movie coming that it's filming. I know you can't bring anything. Can you tell us any of the actor, any of the, did you get any A-listers or pretty known people to be in this horror film home for me you're doing?
So you meant to the film festival?
No, the one you're doing your horror film.
The horror film is called TORN.
Yeah.
So I am 100% not sure because I'm just a producer. I'm just an investor. But we are targeting, Morgan Freeman, his son, Alfonso.
Okay.
Morgan Freeman's son, that's where we are targeting. And I hope he's going to start. So that the negotiation is going on as far as I know.
And doing a lot more of, so you're doing a lot of film investing as well. So you're a film investor, not just a film.
I'm doing both. My second, my third movie I would call, which I'm going to start shoot next year, will be adult comedy. Which I wrote the script already. The script is done. I wrote the script. I'm producing it and I'm directing it too.
Oh, this is exciting. It's exciting times. You're going to meet so many amazing people. Building a community and tribe is going to be the very, very important thing for you to do. That you yourself are connecting with every indie filmmaker out there. And they're going to be happy for you. Because we have heard horror stories of that indie films go on Amazon. And they make a penny, right? It's like hardly anything for every play, right? It's terrible, right?
So I think as far as I know, as per my knowledge, see, like different kind of, they have SVOD, they have a TVOD, they have AVOD, like, you know, that's kind of, you know, that's how you release or you can just license, you can do the licensing. So there are four different ways you can release the movie on Amazon. We have the same kind of formulas. So I just give you an example. Say my movie right now is on Amazon for like $3.99.
Okay.
So out of $3.99, Amazon keeps 50%. They give 50% to the distributor. And then the distributor keeps their share, 20%, 25%, depends upon the distributors, right? And then after we get the money. So like what I'm making, 35% of my out of $3.99 or 40%, that's it, right? What we are doing here in our platform, we are offering to the producer 55%. We are only keeping 45%. So idea is not to, again, as I said, idea is not for me to make so much money. Idea is how can I help these independent filmmakers? Bless you, Dave.
Thank you.
You know, they can make more movies. They can make good movies. If they get money, they can make, And the other thing is also every platform Sorry, you guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
Okay. So like every platform they have, we need to submit the film as per their format. So as a producer, if I have a, we make the film on 4K. So just to convert the movie into their format, we need to hire an editor and we need to pay them. On our platform, you don't need to do anything. The producer can upload the movie on 2K. They can upload the movie on 4K. They can upload the movie on MP4, and we will convert and put it on platform. So there, they're saving like $1,800 to $2,000 because I paid $1,800.
Wow. Is that included in your price?
We have no price. We don't charge anything to producer.
Netflix. It's like Netflix. People pay for Netflix. People pay for indie films. The people that go on they don't get charged. It's the people that are streaming it get charged, correct?
Yes.
Dave, the thing is, he sees a need, and Mokesh, I hope I'm not speaking for you in this work, that for people I know, colleagues of mine who love watching movies, there's not good movies anymore. There is a bottom line, hardly any opportunity when you're looking at, I pay Netflix, and the garbage they throw out in Netflix after about 10 or 20 good films are just horrible. There's a lot of good indie films out there that once you can, and are you going to have ratings like Amazon where you rate your films?
They can rate, yeah, the customer can rate it.
That's fantastic, because then the better the rating, the better the film is, and then people will say, okay, that's the big thing. It's all about ratings, isn't it, Mokesh? Like Rotten Tomatoes, and specifically, if you get a certain film that's got good Rotten Tomatoes, that's something they definitely should put into the whole thing and the ratings of the film. But it opens the opportunity for anyone that if I go out there and hustle my film on this platform, and I will reap the benefits and monetize it, which is not available as well in Amazon or other places, even if you even get the opportunity to be on that platform, correct? Because you're focusing on independent films. Imagine if you're an independent film, you go on Amazon and you have to compete with how many films and how many of those films are not independent films, which makes the people who watch Amazon not independent film fans, because there are independent film fans out there, aren't there, Mokesh?
Yeah, there are. Yep. And so, and then I tell you, as you mentioned, people don't make money as per my knowledge, that Amazon pay 1 cent per 1 hour view. 1 cent for 1 hour view. So just an example, my movie is 1 hour and 30 minutes. So if 10 million people will watch this, 10 million people, I will make $150,000 only. And that also, out of that, the distributor takes 20 to 25%. So imagine, like, how will I make money? YouTube, you cannot make money anymore.
No, you can't.
Anyway, so that's why I said, what do I come up with? That's how I came up with this idea. I said, you know what? Let's start this.
And just to motivate for Dave to find out, as the entrepreneur, what was your entrepreneur venture, which still is your entrepreneur venture, that got you to the success that you are today, Mokesh? Tell him.
100%. Like, I'm in a clothing business, right? I'm in this business since 1988. I run my own men's line. It's called Lucky Oars, which I supply to major discounter stores to the US. I mean, that's why I made core business. That's where I made the money. And that with that money, I'm supporting this other industry.
Bottom line, this is what it's all about, connecting. And I recommend anyone, because this is the thing that Mokesh, you come on my platform, and when they go to YouTube, they check out all the different things, or they listen to my syndication. Lots of directors and filmmakers listen to these interviews all the time on my network. I am the number 12 celebrity podcast interviewer, according to FeedSpot. We are in a tremendous position, and I'm really looking to be involved in films. And man, if you would have told me that horror movie was coming out, if you need a big 6'10" guy, I'm here. I'm getting in shape. I some people say I look like Hopper from Stranger Things, or even the heavyweight champion of the world. That I have likenesses of that stuff, but getting in shape, definitely would love that. I still, films is a dream of mine as a former professional wrestler. And I have a film that I want to get made. So there's lots of good things, and people need to connect with you where, because you're going to be the guru in independent films, I predict. So go ahead.
Yeah.
So Neil, I wanted to give you another good news is, as you just mentioned about podcasts. So we are going to also put an order platform, the podcast too. So let's say you want to put no charges to anybody. You get more visibility. You get more audience to see your show. So we are planning to do the podcast also on our platform.
Oh, we'll talk. We'll talk because definitely there's a collaboration. I know millions of podcasters.
Yes.
Trust me. I was very
popular. And I'm one of them.
And that's right. And Dave's one of them. But and I'm moving in another direction, really focusing on building tribes and communities and being in the film industry. But you bring podcasting up. It never ends. I'm the podcast director, sports podcaster director for Podcast Magazine. A lot of connections. We're definitely connected. Let your publicists know. But where can we go right now to see you? Where is the best place, Mokesh?
IndieFilmsWorld.com.
All right. That's fantastic. So that's giving the opportunity for a podcaster to make money as well. Is it going to be only video podcasts?
Video podcasts, of course. It's only because video. Who's going to watch audio, right? Nobody wants to watch audio on the going to the platform and watch who's
That's great for the ones that have the video podcasts and are doing certain things and are interviewing great people. We're definitely going to have to chat. It was great. And so that means that how do they monetize? Is it by buying the podcast
right now for the podcast, there's nothing is involved, but we can always talk about it. We don't have any plan that for podcast to make any money out of it, because the more visibility, that's what it should be.
The film's a different story. Got it.
You know, that's the whole idea. But you get a lot of audience, the podcast people, that, because I know for sure out of a couple of years, I'll have like a 10 million viewers.
I know. That's easy. The jump on board now. You might have seen it. Oh my, because
that's what's going to happen. So
it's exciting.
Yeah, we have a captive audience.
They're all right, Dave, you get your question. You get your question.
Dave. So if anybody wants to connect me, I have like on my Instagram at Real Mokesh Modi or at Indie Films World on Instagram. Right.
And guess what, Mokesh? We have a question that Dave asked at the end. He's a caregiver, and that's what this film's about. And go ahead, about his life, and go ahead with your question, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, and the whole reason all this has happened to me, you know, the television, the stages, the movie, the books, is because my wife had a headache on one side. And as we struggled for the next 2 years, you know, going through the grief process, finally reinventing ourselves, and now my wife is amazing. You know, she does more today than she did as a normal person with one arm and one leg tied behind her back, so to speak, because of her issues. And now I am Dave, the caregiver's caregiver. I go around with my caregiverdave.com website, helping caregivers to survive, because 30% of them actually die from their stress. So my question to you, because I'm trying to get to people before they become a caregiver, because it's inevitable. Have you been affected by caregiving? Has it touched your life? And if so, tell me about it.
So as I mentioned to you about, which I made my first movie, it is about taking care of the people, which is like, of course, in India, that the people they can't afford to. So we organize free medical camp where we do free cataract surgery and provide free medicines. All kind of doctors comes once in a month, and that's what we do. That's what we do. And other than that, as you mentioned about the stressing and all that, so I tell you one thing. I'm just helping somebody who's building a world peace center. Building a world peace center in India, there they will teach the meditation, they will teach the yoga, they will teach how to calm yourself. Because I tell you one thing, anything which is related to, just let's talk about Ukraine and Russia war. Let's talk about the gun violence right now is happening. Why this is happening? Everything happens first. You know where it happens the first? It happens in your brain. Anything, if war has to happen, first war happens in your brain, then it goes out. So if you control your brain, you can control anything. So the education should be more on the brain, on our education system. If we start talking about how to be, let the people calm, not to be stressed, that kind of education we give, because we have an animal brain. And when the animal brain wakes up, they don't see anything. They just want to kill the people. So how do we control that animal brain? If we teach them on our primary education, you will not see this problem at all. So that's why we are building this World Peace Center. There will be conference. And we had an event a couple of days back. We had an event in LA. We had an event in New York on last Wednesday. So we are building this. It's a huge building we are building in India. So like we that kind of work we do, whatever we can. Yeah.
He definitely gives back, Dave. Wow. And that's definitely caregiving. Wouldn't you agree, Dave?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All God right. bless you.
Thank you. All right. So Mukesh, again, so your Instagram, connect social media for you. Where can they go again for your Insta?
At Indie Films World.
Okay.
On Instagram, at Indie Films World, or at Real Mukesh Modi.
You're amazing, man. Thanks, Mukesh, for coming by. Appreciate it. And we're definitely going to chat again. Thanks again, Dave. And that was the Caregiver Dave Celebrity Segment. Guys, take care.